I want to share something with you before I talk to the young people this morning. Cheryl Eisen has been a member of the church a long time. She's retired. She's in an assisted living facility up on Thomasville Road. And she got a phone in her room, and she's got her cats, and she's as happy as can be. I get to talk to her on the phone, and we mail her things, and she mails me things. And also with Joanne One, because we have two Joannes, so we got a Joanne One and a Joanne Two, T-O-O. Joanne Two is out of town this week. But Joanne One is now in Jacksonville. And I've been sending her daily breads and different things. And the last time we talked, I said, why don't you write me a note? Well, I don't know if I have any stamps. I said, well, if you find a stamp, send me a note, and then I'll send you some stamps back, which I did. But anyhow, this is what she said. Hi, Pastor Ralph and Judy and my Bethel family. It is so good hearing from everyone. Thank you for all keeping up me to up to date. I have a family here in Jacksonville that is caring for me. Of course, Father, God, Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is very present. Hope to get back to Tallahassee and Bethel for a visit, but I love the buts. But somehow know that Jacksonville will be my address until I go to heaven. Love and prayers, Joanne George. That's pretty cool. And she she was raised around here, and she got a house over here. And ever since she had that automobile accident, and she got a little disoriented and so forth, the daughter thought, no, Mama, you need to come and live with me. And she's adjusting, but it's hard. So keep Joanne George in prayer. All right.